In the gospel reading today, our Lord is asked, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you're the Christ, tell us so." He said, "I've told you, but you don't believe me." Now, on one hand, we can look at it and say, well, you can't exactly fault the people. If you or I were to tell somebody, guess what? I'm the Messiah. Are you going to believe it just because I said it? I hope not. But that's exactly the point our Lord makes. So then, fine, don't believe my words, but look at the works that I'm doing. Are these the things that somebody who is not of God can do? But they didn't want to believe that either. So then our Lord says to them, you don't believe because you're not of my sheep. He said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. And that becomes then the most important point that we have to ask. Do we know the voice of the Lord? Do we recognize his voice? If he is speaking to us in the depth of our hearts, do we hear him? Or are we just like these other people that heard his words and refused to listen, refused to believe? The difference is they didn't know who he was. We do. We profess belief in him. We say that he is Lord, he is Messiah, he is God, and we still don't listen to him. We take the gospel as just a nice story. We don't really have to do what Jesus said. After all, he's only God, I guess. It's like, right, after all, he is God, which means it's the word of God. Which means it's not an option. But do we hear him in prayer? Because he doesn't usually speak in our ears, and he doesn't usually speak in an audible voice. So in the silence of our heart, do we know who the Lord is? Do we listen for him? Or do we want to give him lip service, but not follow him? Now, it's interesting because he said, if we're not following him, it's because we're not his sheep. We can say whatever we want, but it's going to be in our actions that we're going to demonstrate things. Just the same thing that he did. He spoke the truth, but they didn't want to hear it, so he said, fine, look at the works. If my words and my works are in unison, then believe. If they're not, then I'm a hypocrite. So if I'm going to say Jesus is Lord, I believe in Jesus, but I don't want to do what he tells me to do, my works are kind of giving me away as not being one of his sheep, even though I will protest all the way along that I am indeed one of his sheep. It's like, well, then do I know him? Do I hear his voice? Do I follow him? So we have to not just be able to say that we know him or that we believe in him. But if we're going to say we believe in him, then we have to do the works that he's asked us to do. That is to change our lives, to become truly holy. Not just going through the motions, but to be truly holy, to change on the inside. Not just change the external actions so that they look good, but make sure that it's coming from the heart. That what we're doing is because of our love for the Lord. And that's the biggest challenge of all, making those interior changes. And so that's, as the church presents this to us today, as we look forward again to what we're doing in the next week and a half, who is he? Is he really my shepherd? Am I really one of his flock? Is that what I really want to be? Then that's what I need to make the changes in myself so that I conform to him, to what he has said, to what he has taught, to what he has asked me to do, whatever that is, right along the way in the Gospels, and to be able to conform ourselves to him, to hear his voice, certainly in the pages of the Gospel, to hear his voice in the depths of our heart, in the silence of our heart, in the depth of prayer, and to conform ourselves to Jesus Christ.